The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
We're live on the podcast. We're not live on the podcast. It's impossible. You can't do a live podcast. That's the whole thing. But we are live on Facebook, and we are on YouTube as well, if you want to check us out. And you can see the charts there via the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I am very good, thanks. How are you? It's Friday.
Yeah. I did have a laugh this morning when I saw Fat Boy Kim calling Donald Trump mentally deranged. Yeah, they both are. they're like school kids with big guns, massive weapons, which are dangerous. They've got school kid mentality, haven't they? But yet they've got the weaponry of a grown people. And you think you shouldn't have this? They shouldn't have that.
That's the scariest part about it all, isn't it?
Yeah, mentally deranged. But of course, that's odd, that, because if you, thing is, people are deranged or mental. People look at this, obviously, it's not a PC term now, being mental. You can't say someone's mental. People are normally mad, and the reason they're mad is because they don't know they're mad. That's why they're mad, you know? They don't have a perception of a normal person. So they'd go and just strip off and walk down the street, and they wouldn't understand that's mad. You know, it's a mad thing to do. So Kim Jong-un is completely surrounded, self-deluded, of course, and surrounded by people. I mean, his economy's falling apart. There's people starving over there. He's living like a king.
And For years.
And it's ridiculous. And he executes anyone who, you know, he breeds fear. Horrible regime, you know, literally. And, you know, people who escape there and go to South Korea somewhere, they do not tell them. They never go in interviews or anything. People who escape to South Korea never do interviews. They don't reveal who they are. They change their name because they don't want Kim killing their family.
They have those people at an airport, those women they recruited to kill someone with poison? I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, that was his brother. That was his half-brother, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Completely paranoid because he suspected that his half-brother may be approached to do a government in exile to overthrow him. So it's all bred on fear. People are living there in fear and, you know, horrible situation. But, I mean, it's a horrible regime. But I've got to laugh. He called Trump mentally deranged. It's like, what? Are you nuts? Obviously you are.
I know that vain men and name-calling is not going to end well.
Exactly.
And they're both vain.
Yeah. You need to get a lady involved there somewhere.
Name-calling is so silly, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it is very silly. Okay, the Duchess of the Chart, talk about name calling. Let's look at the charts today. I'm running a bit late, so this is a bit late, and I've got to get the podcast out as well, the main podcast there. So let's look at the charts for today. Chuck up there on the screen, Nick. Chuck up Angus Energy, ANGS.
Angus Energy, woohoo!
Yeah, they announced a Brockham update, I think yesterday it was, and they do start drilling. So what do you reckon on ANGS? It's been very volatile of late.
Very volatile, gosh, since really July. But I think what we're seeing is an irregular correction, a wave four correction, and I think that we're going to find either support at 2316 again, which we've tried, you know, three times and haven't closed below. That's the 50% of the rally from the 2017 lows. So 2017 lows to highs, the 50% is 2316. We're either going to find support there or a little bit lower at the 61.8 retrace around 19.66. And then from there, I expect another push higher to new highs in this stock.
Lovely. All right. Next one is been rallying like crazy of late. It's a Canadian Overseas Petroleum. That's Coppel. Copperfield. What do you reckon on Coppel?
I love Coppel. Coppel's finally done it. You know, we had 0.51 as a level. So when we had that sharp gap drop lower, and then we had the bounce from the 1.618 projection from the bounce was 0.51. Last time we looked at it, we said, wait for a double bottom there or something to say we've bottomed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't predicting this, obviously, but not all in one go. But yeah, beautiful double bottom, close above all the weekly moving averages. And looky here, if you look back to 2015, you can see the low was at 1.25, and that was the first low as well on that gap lower day. So a weekly close above 1.25 today would be a very big deal. Let's go down to the daily, and you can see that on the daily daily chart, that's our 200 moving average. So I'm looking for a close above 1.25 today to seal the deal, and above the 200 moving average. And then really a realistic target for this one is back to the top of the gap, bottom of the gap, and the high around December 19th, and that's 3.18.
Lovely. All right. And next one. It's taken a bit of a drop today. It's down 24% at one point. This is Westminster Group. And they were doing well on the chart. Back above the 200-day moving average. I tweeted this a while back. I do hold stock here. They released a half-year report. And in that, they do say that the Middle Eastern contract is getting ever closer. This seems to be happening all the time. Every time they release an update, it's getting closer. It's getting even closer. Even closer. Oh, very close now. Oh, now we're close. Oh, God, we're close. Oh.
I know what you're saying.
But it does seem like it's a hugely complex contract. And to be fair, it does seem that they're making progress. They've said they've released a bit of detail on it. Why the stock took a hit is they did say they needed sort of funding, you know, for that, a bit more funding. So they're obviously looking around to raise some money. And you could expect that to be via equity, maybe a placement. And so maybe, of course, it'll be a discounted rate. So nobody knows how big that discount will be. But it did shoot down 24%, but it's down 10% at the moment. WSG, what do you reckon, Nick? I just saw this as
looking at this, you know.
Do you know what? Let me say one thing. I just saw this as an opportunity this morning. When I was away from, I wasn't logged into my stockbroker thing, and I did see the opportunity. I said, down 24%, and I think I definitely would have bought there if I'd been logged into my Barclays stockbrokers, but I wasn't there. I was doing something else. But anyway, what do you reckon, Nick? Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, when we looked at this in July, we said, wow, inverted head and shoulders pattern, really nice bottoming, everything. Here we are above the 200 day, as long as we can hold above it, everything looks great. And then we kind of drifted away, and I went, you know, that's an ABC correction, let's see if we can go higher. When you tweeted earlier this week, we were above the 200 day, we unfortunately couldn't close above it. But looky, that low in April, we tagged it for 9 days in a row, and it's the round number 10, and that's exactly where we dropped to today, and out came the buyers. It's absolutely rocketed off that low, and we're back at 1336. So, you know, we're up 30% from the lows today already.
Yeah, and it's three times the average daily volume there, so it's
so obviously, the buyers came out massively when they saw it down at the round number 10, and here we are. So false breakdowns, you know, are very, very powerful reversal symbols. And I also know someone who won't trade an inverted head and shoulders unless he sees the head tested, which is exactly what we've seen today. So I'm not all over. But, you know, this really hasn't bottomed until we get back above those daily moving averages again, and back above this trend line. So I'm going to say about 1650, 17, you know, will confirm that this is going to rock and roll. Then we go back to 2261, and then we can start the next leg higher. I had a target for this one of 3960, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Listen, I mean, at the moment, the market cap of Westminster Group is 15 million. And they're talking about revenue now generated from this Middle Eastern contract of around about 35 million a year. So, you know, revenue in 1 year, if they sign this, will be double their market cap, you know? So, you know, you could see there's a bit of upside here, definitely. Generally, other parts of the business are gradually getting a bit better there. It's not transformational, but this MED deal, if it lands, it'll be transformational. The last one is a late request there for Nickel, NCCL, Nkondezi. And you were into this, Nick, weren't you, for a while back, and then it had a bit of a sell-off.
I was, really good low. But again, this one, you know, came back to the prior lows, never closed below those lows. So we had a really good bottoming level here at 1.5. And when we had the sharp drop in May, we never closed below. The problem is we've got a really big pivot level here at 5.0. And we've tried, in June, we tried again in July, we tried again in August, and then we tried again yesterday to get above that 5 level and couldn't do it. It's really frustrating. If we can close above 5 and above the daily moving average, then we have bottomed. We're on our way higher. We should look to at least 7.5 next, and then another swing higher to new highs. But until we can clear that pivot level at 5.0, we're just in a wedge. I think if we drop below 3.3, we're probably lining up a retest of the lows. So that would be the daily 50 moving average. Keep an eye on that. You don't want to see a close below that again.
Marvellous. And if you're listening on the podcast, by the way, and you want to see these charts, you can catch the video at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Nick. Have a nice weekend. And
cheers, everybody. You know, thanks for listening.
And speak on Monday if there isn't a nuclear war between Fat Boy Kim and Madman Trump. All right? Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.